You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The population of South Lake Tahoe is just over 20,000 humans. I say humans because there are upwards of 500 bears across the Tahoe region. And one in particular has become quite infamous. Wildlife biologists with the state of California have captured the bear formerly called 64F, but more commonly known as Hank the Tank. Turns out there are multiple bears identified as Hank the Tank by the public, but this bear in particular is a female with cubs and has been linked to at least 21 home break-ins in addition to other property damage across South Lake Tahoe since last year. The bear and her cubs are currently undergoing rehabilitation and veterinary care after attracting nationwide attention for its home burglary spree. To get a better understanding of what the future holds, we're joined by Jordan Traverso with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning, Vicky. Thanks for having me on.
So we are aware that the Tahoe area, it comes with wildlife, right? That's a given. And that bears are known to seize opportunities when it comes to food and homes, vehicles, campgrounds. But even with that, 21 home break-ins sounds like a lot. And that's not even including the other incidents of property damage. Is this case with a lone bear and cubs, is it extreme for even Fish and Wildlife?
Well, 21 is a lot, I will say, but it, you know, it isn't extreme. As more and more visitors continue to go up to the basin, there's going to be more and more opportunities for that kind of interaction. We really do our best to try to keep those interactions from happening, but, you know, it's not just the residents, it's a lot of visitors to Tahoe as well. And unfortunately, if you're a kind of person that is very vigilant about keeping your trash secured and your barbecues put away, you might have a neighbor who doesn't, or you might have a neighbor who uses their house as an Airbnb or a Vrbo, and they have, you know, people coming in all the time that maybe don't understand all the rules. And I just really quickly wanted to say one thing about your opening is that while the bear cubs are candidates for rehabilitation, the sow, who we call 64F, she's not a candidate for rehabilitation. So she will stay in that sanctuary in Colorado for throughout her days.
That's right. The Wild Animal Sanctuary in Colorado, even the governor of Colorado tweeted saying that he welcomed, you know, Henrietta the Tank. What do you make of the national attention that, that this has received?
I would make of it that people are incredibly passionate about wildlife. People just love their wildlife. Tahoe's absolutely no exception. And like you said at the very beginning, that, you know, there's bears there, there's natural, there's wild animals all over. That's why people love Tahoe. That's exactly why you go there, because it's, even though there are large communities of humans there, it's still just a natural space. And because of that, it's going to be filled with natural things that are there, which are like bears and mountain lions and deer and all the things that you go up there to see. The issue of it is that with all that human activity, we actually as humans are the controllable factor. We have to do better. We have to do better at securing our garbage. If you have a fruit tree with fruit falling, you're responsible for picking it up. Bears are attracted to anything. We have this game that we play at kids' fairs where we have a bunch of jars and you smell what the jars are, and some of them are toothpaste or spaghetti sauce, or, you know, we have even like a part of a diaper in one that has a little bit of a smell, not a dirty one. But we ask kids what the bears are attracted to. Spoiler alert, it's all of them. Anything that smells, a bear is going to be attracted to. And so as humans, we really, really need to do better about making sure that we keep our spaces and our stuff secure so that they maintain a natural fear of us as humans.
Mm. I mean, there is, on one end, there's an appreciation and amusement with this, right? Because people love wildlife. But this is a serious issue. I mean, when it comes to making these decisions on wildlife, when to intervene, when to leave them alone, and when it's necessary to even make that tough decision to euthanize them, can you explain and walk us through how difficult those decisions are?
They're incredibly, incredibly difficult. And there's some sort of factors that happen. Every single situation is unique, and we do treat them all as a case-by-case scenario. But there's some factors, like if a bear actually attacks a human, that makes that decision, it's a little clearer. We have a responsibility to dispatch that animal if it's harmed a human in some way. This situation, you know, has changed over the course. Last year, we thought that we were talking about one bear with a ton of break-ins. And then, as we got the DNA evidence back, we actually learned that there were three bears responsible for all of these break-ins. And the public had been visually identifying these three bears as one bear, saying, taking pictures and saying, that's the bear, that's the bear, that's the bear. So we ended up, the decisions, the factors that come into our decision making are, what has the bear done? What kind of deterrence did the homeowner take? Is this a repeat offender? This particular bear was also moved really, really far away, tagged and moved, and came back into the Tahoe Keys area. So those, that does definitely does show habituation and shows a lack of a fear of humans. And each one of these things go into that decision-making process. I will say we really, really try to not have euthanasia as a first option when we go and we have to make decisions like this. But there is not always going to be sanctuary space. There's not always going to be rehabilitation space for the cubs. The more humans interact and end up with a conflict situation, the more we're going to have to eventually make some really awful decisions. And even though 64F is going to a sanctuary, captivity life is not ideal. That's actually, maybe it's better than death, but it's certainly not better than living out the rest of her life in the wild where she should be.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio, and we're speaking with Jordan Traverso with California Department of Fish and Wildlife. Joining us now is Tuji Silch. He is an expert on South Lake Tahoe's urbanized black bear population. Good morning, Tuji.
Good morning, Vicki.
So you have been following black bears in the South Lake Tahoe area for many, many, many years. What is the main message you get from this incident of this female bear and her cubs?
Well, what we've been noticing over the last number of years is behaviors that are ramping up. In other words, throughout our community, we've had a number of what I would refer to as breaking and entering bears. And usually what those bears do is they look for the easy access. They look for an open slider. They look for an unlocked open window. They go down the street checking car doors to get into cars. But what's happened in the last few years is we've seen some behavior, and this bear that was just captured last week, Friday, is responsible for some pretty severe behavior. She wasn't looking for open windows and open doors. She was busting right through dead bolted front doors. She was busting through windows. And the other thing that she was not afraid of doing was entering buildings with people in them. That's kind of a scary thing. And if you think about the fact that a black bear has a sense of smell 7 times better than a bloodhound, a black bear knows very well if there is a human being inside a building or not inside a building, right? Because animals have their sense of smell is actually their sense of time, and they can tell how old a scent is. So that's a very problematic situation. I was watching her earlier this season with those three cubs on a property after she left her birthing den and moved to another property nearby. And on that property, there's three houses. One of the houses, she busted through two doors, busted right through them. And the third time she went in that property, she busted through a window and inadvertently turned on one of the gas stove burners that was next to the refrigerator. Luckily, I heard that. I knew she was out of the building. I was able to go in and turn it off because I had been working with the homeowner. But those situations have become very problematic. And it's not there's any maliciousness on the part of the bear. That's not it at all. But those situations with a bad, simple twist of fate could have a very bad outcome for that bear and possibly a human. In the last couple of years, I'm aware of a couple different physical altercations between humans and bears just here on the South Shore. And for those humans, it's a harrowing experience. I can't even imagine what they go through. I'm very comfortable around bears, and I get them out from under houses and things like that. But the lay person doesn't have that skill set. And if they walk into a room and there's a bear there and they don't realize where that bear came in from, they may be blocking that space. And that can be a very dangerous situation. So that's the level of behavior we're seeing by some of these bears. It's just ramping up.
Well, Tuji, thank you so much. And Jordan, I guess I want to end with you, Jordan. I mean, we only have about 20 seconds left, but what do you want listeners to take away from this? Tahoe is popular among locals and visitors alike.
So, if you want to save wildlife and care about it deeply, then take some action. That means pick up dead fruit that's fallen, secure your trash. Do not take out your trash until the morning that the trucks are coming. Use bear boxes. Find good bear boxes. Not, you know, don't try to make a contraption of a bear box. Get a real one. Bears are incredibly adept. They can look and they can figure out latches. They can figure out doors. They can take a door off its hinges. They know what refrigerators look like, and they know that there's food rewards in them. So just really, really be vigilant. Lock your doors, close the windows, just like Chuji said. Cars too, close, roll up your windows, lock the doors of the car. Don't leave food in the car. Just really, really do what you got to do to be a good neighbor to bears in Tahoe.
Jordan Traverso is with California Department of Fish and Wildlife, and Tuji Silch is an expert on South Lake Tahoe's urbanized black bear population. And that's it for Insight today. Have a great day. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.